began in the UK as an impromptu way of making the STEM sciences more accessible to all. But guess what? It's caught on in other countries, and it's coming to St. John's. The event presents an opportunity for women who are working in the fields of science, technology, engineering, and mathematics to hop up on a soapbox and present their knowledge in exciting places. I met up with the organizer here locally, Sarah Sauvé.
The idea is to bring women in STEM to the forefront. So we literally put them on soapboxes and have them talk about their work to the public. Now, normally it happens in a public space so that people who may not normally look for science can just come upon this event and learn about new things. But of course, given COVID, we've had to switch to online here. But I found out about soapbox science when I went to Halifax one weekend for a friend's wedding and was just walking around the waterfront and happened to stumble upon soapbox science. I thought, this is fantastic. And I think we should highlight women's work in science here in Newfoundland as well.
And it sounds kind of kamikaze, like you're walking down the street and there's this woman speaking about STEM.
Yeah, there are four women with their lab coats on talking about their research.
As a person who saw this, tell me your training and your background that made you want to say this has to come to St. John's.
So I'm a music scientist.
What does that mean?
as common as people might think. It's essentially the study of how our brains process music. Why it makes sense to us, why we like it, how we react to it.
And when can people take in some of these soapbox science events?
We start next week. The first event is going to be Tuesday, the 15th of September at 2 p.m. And then the 22nd at 5 and the 29th at 2 as well.
Will you be on the soapbox?
I'm not, no. As an organizer, we're not speakers. Cool. So I'm very, very happy to just be able to promote other women here and lift them up.
So are you allowed to give away who will be the featured speakers?
We have them all on the website, and we're promoting them all on Twitter. So if you follow hashtag SoapboxScienceML, you'll be able to find out more about our speakers.
And so is it for the four different fields of STEM where we'll be four different speakers?
There's a great variety. We have nine speakers, and we're going all the way from virology, which is very topical right now. You'll hear about wolves, hyenas, how to speak whale, physics, nutrition, and about sitting and standing and ergonomics.
And I know that STEM, I know in previous years there's been a huge push for, you know, attracting more women into the sciences or the STEM sciences. Is that what this is about, or really anyone can sort of join and enjoy these speakers?
Yeah, absolutely. This is for absolutely anybody. And the issue that we have in STEM with women isn't so much an issue of attraction, it's more an issue of retention. So like at the undergraduate level, we have gender parity in most STEM fields, not all, but a lot of them are doing pretty well. It's when you get to the point of graduate work, postgraduate work, professorship, that's when it becomes really dominated by men.
I'm asking you tough questions now, but I wonder why women would maybe leave the field once they have the training.
Yeah, there are many push and pull factors as to why that might happen. We had a discussion actually with all the speakers about this, and a couple of the things that came up were lack of role models, right? So it's hard to stay in the field when you don't have a woman as a mentor. Family balance came up quite a bit. There's both in terms of just juggling the work and in terms of hiring. If you're a woman and you might go on mat leave, people might be less likely to hire you. And that's a bias that unfortunately exists.
The gap is wider when it comes to gender equality in the STEM sciences in Newfoundland and Labrador. Mm-hmm. Did you have trouble finding speakers?
We did, actually. We only had two applications at first, and we had to start asking friends and individuals and really pushing beyond our original deadline.
And I guess once you sort of started reaching out to women who are in the STEM sciences, were they open to joining this initiative?
Yeah, absolutely. Cool. People were really keen to have this opportunity, and so I'm glad to be able to provide it. And we hope to continue in the future, right? We hope that this is only the first soapbox science happening in Newfoundland.
Which speaker are you most excited to hear from?
Oh, I don't want to pick one favorite. I'm excited to hear all of them, to be honest. I love hearing about different work going on, you know, that's outside of your field, the things that you may not have ever thought about.
And that is Sarah Sauvé. She's one of the organizers of Soapbox Science. Really cool. It brings the STEM sciences right to the streets on a soapbox, quite literally. Sarah Sauvé is a postdoctoral fellow, and I thank her very much for meeting up with me.